Welcome back to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson. I'm the director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. I have Melissa Alcina in the studio with me tonight. We're speaking about her solo show at the National Art Gallery in the PS Room, which is the project space. She has an artist talk and an open studio coming up on Saturday, this Saturday at 5 o'clock. So please come out and join us. It'll be a chance to meet the artist and to look at the work and to meet other colleagues in the profession. So I always say, you know, we often talk about support, and support is sometimes just showing up. So please feel free to come to the National Art Gallery and join us on Saturday. Before the break, we were speaking to Melissa about the content of the work, which is portraits of the black male, in trying to kind of create new possibilities and to escape the kind of structured stereotypes of what a black man can be. But again, you found those men by just being. So how do you, what is your practice? So how did you arrive at that body of work? Do you, is it just very organic and you just kind of go and wander around? Or, you know, do you travel to specific places? I mean, the Bahamas is so varied. Do you go to the out islands as well in search of maybe the type of personality you won't find in New Providence? How do you?
It's all organic.
Mm-hmm.
I can just be driving down the street and then I slam on brakes. I'm like,
oh, you're that car in front of me that I almost rear-ended.
Most likely. It's very organic. I remember, for example, my boyfriend and I were at VIP, and this...
You mean VIP?
VIP. And this Rasta man was inside, and I could not stop staring at his face. I don't know what it was. It's just, he had this beautiful, like, dusty black color. It was just so nice, almost blue black, but dusty. And I thought it was so nice. And he had a really cool, like, jaw structure. He just looked otherworldly, I guess, to me at least. And as we were walking out, he happened to be walking out the same time. And I just looked at him, and he looked at me, and I said, I really like your face. Can I take your photo? And he goes, yeah, yeah. And there was a pink wall right outside, and I just put him there, and I had three shots, and he just put his fist up in the air, and I was like, that's amazing. And then he told me I should go to Ethiopia, and I was like, okay.
Now, you did just travel. You just went to Morocco.
I did go to Morocco. Yeah. I didn't go to Ethiopia.
You didn't go to Ethiopia, but you went to the continent.
Yes.
You're halfway. You're almost there.
I was almost there.
Did you do some work while you were there in Morocco?
Yes, I did. I took more landscape photos. Actually, took more landscape photos than I intended to, but when you go to the Sahara Desert, you kind of And then, definitely a lot of portraits of the Amazin people, which are known as Berber people, but mm-hmm. apparently they prefer Amazin mm-hmm. because Berber kind of relates to a barbarian.
It's interesting. I learned that, you know, so many words we've used to, you know, again, like I learned that squaw is extremely derogatory in Native American language, that you would never, you know, it's really like a...
And we call it squaw.
A really bad word. Like, to refer to a female woman wow. of Indian descent is, yeah, apparently that's, like, a really horrible word. So yeah. It's so interesting how those, yeah.
It was, and we had a guide, and he kept saying Berber, Berber. I'm like, do you... But he looked like he was cringing when he'd say it, mm-hmm. but he was saying it because I assume everyone that he, you know, spoken to, mm-hmm. it was easier for them to pronounce that.
Yeah, or maybe that they would be a level of acknowledgement of understanding of what he was speaking to.
Yeah.
So, and so in this show, are there any people that are not Bahamian? Is it the black, I mean, I've seen, like, is it black Caribbean male? Is it just the black male in, you know, this hemisphere? Or is it really a collection of?
There's mainly Afro-Caribbean
mm-hmm.
men.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the vast majority of them are Bahamian.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's only two that are Afro-Caribbean.
Mm-hmm. And what's the reaction? I mean, if you're walking, I mean, you spoke to that Rasta guy, but are there other people that you have to cajole more? Or is everyone very open to you and your practice? I mean, are people taking it back? Like,
it's like a kind of spidey sense. Like, mm-hmm. I find that when you approach people with honesty and you mm-hmm. kind of look them in their eyes and you acknowledge you know, them. Mm-hmm. You shake their hand, you tell mm-hmm. them who you are, and you mm-hmm. be brief but concise. They're very open to participating.
Mm-hmm.
I think if I came from a place of just, you know, oh, I just want to take your photo and blah, 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 and I'm the best photographer, and I was mm-hmm. just full of it. They definitely, mm-hmm. those people would have never let me take their pictures. Mm-hmm.
Sure, because there's a lot now of criticism of the kind of National Geographic type of, you know, photo essay that was very mm-hmm. popular in, say, the 70s and 80s, which, you know, now people are saying sort of like objectifying mm-hmm. The subject, or kind of enjoying some sort of not poverty porn, but again, this kind yeah. of, you know, a disengagement almost.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting to read also then what the photographers say, because, you know, some photographers are like, well, I'm trying to like not engage almost like with wildlife, you know, you can leave things in their natural habitat and not right. engage, because then you're going to get the most authentic photograph. But then again, to speak to people as though they're
people,
you know, animals, like, they're so people. It's a, so you normally just approach people, and is it normally very immediate, or do some people want to say, you know, have come back another time, or I want to do my hair, or, you know, whatever that might be.
No, it's always, it's usually very immediate.
Mm-hmm.
And I cannot take a photo of a person without connecting with them, mm-hmm. or it just is meaningless to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The whole subject, the whole point of the picture is for me to showcase you.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can't get a sense of who you are, then what is the point? Then mm-hmm. it is just, for me, you know, just flat. There's nothing there.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what makes up for maybe some of my lack of technical ability in certain ways. I do like my photography, but you always want to continue to grow.
Mm-hmm.
Is the fact that I'm able to talk to people, and really I treasure being able to relate to them in any kind of way and just get to know them a bit.
Mm-hmm. So have meaningful engagement.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I spend time talking to them as I'm quickly setting up, and talking to them as I shoot them.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever thought about adding any text to the work? I mean, not to the work, but maybe in the labels. I only asked a question because just this morning I was listening to the radio, and they were having this whole conversation about how the feeling of the people speaking was that because we're looking at so many things on screens and we're looking at images, mm-hmm. that a sort of veil has come between us and reality. So somebody was speaking to, like, helping a woman in a wheelchair up some stairs, and that a young man passed by and watched them doing it but didn't go to help. Mm-hmm. And also very often when people are driving, you know, they're kind of driving like it's not real somehow, that there's sort mm-hmm. of a lack of reality. So I find it very interesting, because I think what you're speaking to is creating real engagement,
mm-hmm.
but then maybe sometimes only looking at images can create disengagement. Have you ever thought about that? Sorry, and it's kind of a complicated question.
I see where you're coming from, but I feel like if I added words, then I'm telling them what to feel.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't want to tell them mm-hmm. what to feel.
I want it to come from the image.
I want the image to, mm-hmm. to be authentic enough that they look at it and they versus just passing by.
Mm-hmm.
I want them to want to be engaged with it and wonder what's going on in that mm-hmm. person's mind.
Mm-hmm.
Why did this person take that photo?
Mm-hmm.
What is the significance? I mm-hmm. want them to think, because we do live in a world where we just flip up. You know, mm-hmm. you're on Instagram, on Facebook, you're just scrolling.
Yeah.
You're not looking. You may stop for like 2 seconds, quickly like it, and
mm-hmm.
keep going.
Yeah.
You're not forced to stare at anything anymore, because there's always something else that mm-hmm. you can look at. So why stay there?
Mm-hmm.
And why think about a picture? Mm-hmm. So I feel like adding text would just... Yeah.
No, I actually agree with you.
Easier, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. It was kind of asking. I mean, I think now when you've been talking, I feel like that's almost underscoring the importance of the institution, and not just mm-hmm. our institution, but of places for art.
Mm-hmm.
Because it does insist on a slowing down. I mean, you can still come and whiz through, obviously.
Yeah.
But I do believe in the aura of the artwork, mm-hmm. and the fact that, you know, you took the time. There's a time element, not just to get to know the subject, but also mm-hmm. to create the print and to frame it and to present it in a particular way that mm-hmm. gives it an importance.
Yeah.
Is it important for you because of that to be in shows, as opposed to, again, like a lot of people now, you know, they're doing very well by vlogging or whatever, and just having kind of a digital footprint. Do you feel as a photographer it's like important for your work to have this kind of platform and to have that materiality.
Yes, I do. I also feel very flattered that I've been asked to be, you know, showcasing my work. Is something I never thought would be a possibility to be on. I was like, me?
Well, your work's amazing. So I'm telling everyone, the work's amazing. So don't go to her website. Come out on Saturday and look at the work.
There's a thing.
Yeah.
It's like a, I don't know. It's weird because I also come from the standpoint where I think I don't want to be a wasteful individual, like printing on paper.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's so bad for the environment. And I do think about that too.
Yeah, sure.
But then there's this other feeling, all of that aside, when you print an image of a person and you remember connecting with them, you remember the conversation you had, and you look at it and you look at the colors and you just touch it and it feels like a piece of them. But I don't know how to describe it. Like, you just created a piece of them. Mm-hmm. And then you printed it out, so now it's real. It's almost like a part of them is within the image. And I know that sounds so ridiculous because I actually have way more respect for painters, because they're really putting, in my opinion, a lot more energy sometimes into their work, because they're taking time, especially if they're painting portraits of people too. I mean, that's insane. But when my work is printed and I just look at it, I almost, there's a small window where I don't want to let it go.
Mm-hmm.
It just feels, I don't know, it feels more real than something that's digital.
Mm-hmm.
So I enjoy looking at it, I enjoy touching it, and like the smell of the paper and someone appreciating that too.
Yeah, well, I mean, again, I do think that there is, again, we have five senses, and I think there is something important to like the haptic quality of things that we can touch. You know, I think touch is an important sense, and even though you're not going to come into the gallery and like put your fingers all over it, you know, the fact that it is an object, that it's been transferred into this, you know, into an object that's been, again, given a sort of amount of reverence in a way, is, I think, important. So I know, like, you know, my husband and I joke about it all the time. He's like, you know, yeah, you know, you'd be sitting in bed when the Egyptians were inventing papyrus, you'd be there with your slab of rock saying, I like the feeling of the marble in my hands. But I think that's why people love books and magazines.
Yeah.
And I think that's why, you know, it's because there is something about, again, the tactile quality that connects to something other in us. It's, we're not just visual. We're also tactile, the smell, all those things.
And it helps. It helps. And where else are you going to get an opportunity to be that close to someone's face that you don't know?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You know what? That's a good point. Exactly. That's a good point. So anyway, we're very pleased to have it. And you've, did you pick the yellow, or was that the curator? Because it's on this beautiful background too.
Together, we both kind of said, yeah, yellow. And she's like, yeah, I was thinking yellow.
Yeah, because it really, like, it just makes all those portraits just stand. So it's almost like they're vibrating off the wall, because it's this bright kind of sun. And also, it's kind of like a sunshine color, right? And then you see all these, you know, black men, these beautiful, you know, I don't want to use the word beautiful, because that kind of, again, it's all, it's its own cage, that word. But
In their glory,
exactly. Yeah. It's really wonderful.
Yeah, I've always been told, as like a woman of color, that like yellow always looks great on dark skin, and it's true. In my opinion.
Well, there you go, and it does. It looks great. So I really encourage people to come out to see Melissa Alcina's show. We're having an artist talk and an open studio on Saturday from 5 p.m. 5 till 7. The show is entitled "Some Reassembly Required." And it is already open. It's been open since October 12th, and it will continue to be open until December 3rd. So if you can't come to the open studio, please feel free to come any other time. And always remember, the National Art Gallery is free on Sunday. So from noon to 5, we have opening hours on Sunday. You can come after church or otherwise. And you do not have to pay, nobody in your family. So we really encourage you to engage with the NAGB and support our artists. So Melissa Alcina is, a young artist. I say that as an old lady, so I don't want to sound condescending, but emerging artist. I say emerging. And I really believe we should support our people. So please come on out Saturday to the National Art Gallery. We're going to go to a short break, and we will be right back with Melissa Alcina. You're listening to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson. I'm the director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. We're going to be right back after this break.